Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here with another episode of Life in Business, the podcast for you if you just want to find the right balance, right? And balance is what we're talking about today, particularly balance with social media. Ooh, always find it interesting to talk about social media because it's what I was raised on in my business, not as a human because it didn't exist when I was growing up, don't know about you, but certainly I started teaching business owners how to use social media to grow their businesses in 2009, which is a really long time ago. I try and think, in my head, it's only like 2 or 3 years, but no, it's a really long time ago. So I taught LinkedIn and Twitter, as it was then, and Facebook. I did my MBA dissertation was in social media marketing strategy and corporate communication. I first went to Social Media Marketing World in the States in 2013. And, you know, social media, right, has been a really important part of my business journey. And I've always had this love-hate relationship, which is why it's kind of so funny that it's like where I started, right? So it's what I used to do, used to focus on, particularly the strategy side. Because it's a massive pain in the ass, right, as well, pretty much. It's a fantastic tool because it's free unless you pay for ads, and there's no other way to reach so many people in such a short space of time just without leaving your bed. It's incredible, right? It's absolutely phenomenal tool. However, there is the dark side of it. Yeah. And the dark side, I'm not talking about the really dark side because there is a really, really, really dark side. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the grey side, which is your time sucks, your inability to concentrate for more than 3 seconds. You know, the fact that your kids don't talk to you because the face is stuck in the phone. the pressure that we as business owners put on ourselves to show up all the time and to be shiny and insta perfect and all this stuff, right? I would call that a dark side of it because I think it's quite unhealthy. Yeah. So how do you find the balance with it all then? Because, you know, you've got to be on social media, but that of course isn't true in the slightest, right? However, it is the easiest way to reach and connect with people. So the majority of business owners will have some sort of online presence, right? But no, you don't have to be on it. If you're not on it, that's fine. Great, good for you. There's lots of other offline ways that you can connect with people. But, you know, your chances are you're on social media, you use social media. Maybe you even found this podcast through social media. You know, who knows? But it's this why of why you're on it that's really quite an important part of you finding your balance. So why do you use social media? Funny, someone asked me just yesterday, in fact, on Threads. I like Threads. But on Threads, we were talking about LinkedIn. And, you know, she said she's not a massive fan of it, finds it a bit dull or whatever. And I said, oh, I really like it. And I find it easy to make connections there. I find it easy to join conversations there. And it's not so reliant on images and certainly not videos, which I quite like. I find the written word quite kind of refreshing in such a noisy visual place as the online world is. And she said, oh, which other ones do you use? Which other platforms do you use? And I'm like, right. And I kind of listed them with what I used them for. And it was quite funny because I did the autistic over-explaining thing and had reasons for it all. But I don't think she had really thought about it like that. But I'm very clear in my mind what purpose each of the social media platforms that I use serves, right? And don't get me wrong, one of those purposes is I really like watching the cat videos and the ones of people pressure washing patios, right? You know, that there's still, that's still a purpose, but I'm really clear as to what that purpose is, and therefore limit my time on that. But so you don't have to be on every platform, okay? You probably know, if you've been in my world for more than 5 minutes, that I really don't like TikTok, right? It's too noisy. I don't like the way it's laid out. I don't want to watch videos all the time. I just find that too overstimulating. It's too bright. It's too noisy. I'm not interested, right? I had a bit of a go at it when I used to video this podcast. It used to get divided up into snippets and put on TikTok, but I've kind of never really engaged on it. And I just decided that I wasn't going to because I didn't like it. And that's fine. I just said no to it and bye-bye. And that, to me, felt really healthy. And if I was on there and if I was really active, would I engage with a whole different audience and more people? Yeah, maybe. But I don't have the time or energy for it, and I don't want to. And so that's saying no. Last week's episode was about saying no, and this is one particular example of something that I've said no to. And it's okay, right? It's fine. It's good. And so you have to... One thing you have to do is kind of clarify your purpose for the social media platforms that you choose to be on, right? And I'm not going to tell you which one's right or wrong. If you want to go all in on TikTok, you go for it. You know, it's not my place to say anything other than my opinion for or against. And sure, if you come to me for a coaching support, I will guide you into what possibly might be the best decision for you, option for you. But you know, you choose. You're an adult, right? You choose what you want to, but you do not have to be on any of them, or certainly not all of them, right? So why are you actually on any of these platforms? Which one is your favorite? Which one do you think, oh, better put something on, you know? And if you feel like that, maybe don't do it, right? Because this is all about finding balance. And if you don't enjoy it, then that comes across. And if you're doing it to tick a box, that comes across. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If I didn't have a business, would I ever share anything on social media? I don't know. Maybe sporadically, like on my personal Facebook, I post maybe once a fortnight. I don't know. Maybe not even that often. So I don't know, you know, that's an interesting question to ask yourself, really. But for my business and for my self-promotion in that regard, I'm pretty active, right? I post most days across three platforms and I engage as well. I don't just dump and run or whatever the expression is. It's about engaging and connecting and building relationships with people, because that's where the fun stuff is. That's where the clients come from. That's where the opportunities come from. And that's where you learn from each other, right? So it's absolutely got to be a two-way street. But you have to decide why you're actually on those platforms, right? Are you building awareness? Are you connecting with clients? Or are you just following what everyone else seems to be doing? Is it a place where you're like, oh, she's doing that, I need to do that. Huh, she's achieving that amount of money each month, I need to do that. And it's like, no, if that's the case, block them all, right? Because that's not helpful to you. Absolutely not helpful to you. So the clearer you are on your purpose of being there, the easier it is to find balance, right? And the less kind of all-consuming it is. So my posts go out first thing in the morning, generally speaking. And so I know there's going to be a bit of engagement around first thing, and that's fine because I'm happy with that. And then it's like dip in and out during the day, yeah? But it's not, I don't spend hours on social media. I don't. I have to admit though, last night I think I was scrolling for about an hour, but that was just videos on Facebook, and that was an utter waste of time when I should have been reading my book. No, do you know what happened? I finished my book and I thought, oh, just see if my husband's texted me because he's away. And he did. And then I got lost in the world, right? So that is not constructive time, right? That is not balance with social media. but that's a choice, right? That's a lifestyle choice. But if you find that you're spending a lot of time doing that, then you perhaps need to be more conscious of that and make more constructive use of your time. Libby, note to self. Yeah, it's okay to do that sometimes, right? But really what I'm talking about here is what really works for your business and for you as your business, right? Rather than kind of what's trendy. Like the whole TikTok thing. I'm not interested, you know? I know it's the new thing. And Blue Sky, right? Blue Sky, you know, I've been on Threads since the beginning, but now there's been the mass exodus from X, from Twitter as was, onto Blue Sky. And it's like, I've got a Blue Sky account, but it's like, I don't know if I can be bothered and go and cultivate relationships there when I've got nice relationships on Threads. So you don't have to do everything just because it exists and just because other people are doing it. Right. And I know that this is a world that I'm quite deep into. So you might not have even heard of Blue Sky or Threads. Right. And that's fine. You know, I'm sure you've heard of Threads, but, you know, the other stuff, it doesn't matter. Right. It just doesn't matter. It's about what you're comfortable with and what works for you. And if that's still good old Facebook, fine. It doesn't matter. Right. You don't have to add more to your plate just because you can. Yeah. And it really is about quality over quantity. If you find crafting content challenging, you're better to do two or three really, really good posts a week that you've thought about than trying to do something every day. Yeah. And certainly if you're creating videos and reels and all that stuff, I mean, that's quite time consuming. And I've stopped doing it, to be honest. I used to do a reel every day. I do maybe one a month now, if that, because I just don't feel like it. I just don't want to. It doesn't suit me, right? It doesn't suit me and it doesn't make me happy. Therefore, this is my marketing and I'll do it how I want to. Yeah. And that was one of the things as well about, I had about 6 months of videoing this podcast too. And it went on to TikTok, it went on to Instagram, and it went on to YouTube in its full version, but also YouTube shorts in the cut down versions that went on Instagram and TikTok. And I didn't like it because it changed the nature of the way I recorded this podcast. You know, it feels really intimate, me talking to you now in your ears. And I'm very aware of that. And I really like that. And I really appreciate the fact it's just me and you, you know. But the video as well added a dimension of like the fourth wall, you know, I felt like I was breaking the fourth wall. And I didn't like it. So I stopped doing it. And was that a decision that hampered my growth of my podcast? I don't know, maybe. I didn't think that the YouTube stuff added that much to it. And certainly the TikTok, it didn't. So not really. So it's fine. It's okay. You know, none of this stuff is life or death. What is, until we're talking about your health and your sanity and your energy and all that stuff, yeah? Because all this can add to the big old fat burnout pile that builds up, and we don't want to do that. So, yeah. It's a lot, right? If it drains you rather than excites you, then you don't need to do it, yeah? Just go, I'm not doing this. And just don't do it for a week or 2 weeks, a month, and see what happens. And the answer is probably nothing. And in which case, you were right to make that decision. Yeah? It's all good. It's all good, right? You can make whatever decisions work for you. Something else that you can do is you can set some kind of self-boundaries around your use of social media in order to keep it balanced, right? You can set limits on the time that you spend on there. And I know that time is very elastic and it is an hour before you really realized it, but maybe set a timer. You know, if you have a real issue with it, set a timer, set an egg timer. So you've only got the time of the egg timer to go in and do whatever it is that you're doing, yeah? And know the difference between business and personal use. This one is so important for you to remember. So business use is when you're connecting with people, when you're commenting, when you're having conversations, when you're responding to messages about work-related stuff or that may lead to work-related stuff. You know, that's good and that's efficient that's online rather than having to go to meetings all the time, yeah? So that stuff is different. It's the scrolling and it's the getting lost in the what everybody else is doing stuff and screenshotting something because you think it's really cool and wouldn't it be great if you did it? And it's like, but if that's not your natural mode, it's just going to be really hard and you're going to be pretending to be someone else or copying someone else's words or their style or something. It's like, just be you, you know, just rock up like on social media, like you rock up in person. And that's honestly the easiest way to think about it. But limit your time or be conscious of your time, right? Because I'm not going to tell you don't spend 24 hours a day on social media. If you want to, that is up to you. I would say that's possibly not the most constructive use of your time, but it's your time. You choose how you get to use it, right? But this separation of business use versus personal use is kind of quite important. And for me, actually, it's platform differences. So LinkedIn is, I mean, it's all work, but I've made friends on there and we sometimes talk about, you know, cake or whatever, I don't know, but it's all kind of work-related connections. And Instagram really more so is work, for me is work-related connections. It used to be when I first joined, I didn't use it for work at all. And I used to follow some beautiful accounts and lots of photographers, but it's changed over the years. And I do share a lot of work-related stuff on there. And my account is all branded to me as a business coach and stuff. So, you know, that's what I use that for. But Facebook is... Facebook is where I find out what my friends are doing and look at the video, you know, cat videos and stuff. And so I know I use them. I do use them differently. And it's just the way it's kind of happened, but I'm aware of it. Therefore, I know which ones to go into when, if that makes sense. Not to say that I can't go on LinkedIn in the evening and chat with people, but in the brain dead times, then it's scrolling on Facebook for sure, right? So just kind of have that awareness of what you use for what and how much time you spend on them. I mean, you can see if you've got an iPhone, you can probably do it on Android as well, but do it on your iPhone. You can see how long you spend on each platform. And sometimes that's quite scary, you know, when you get the notifications to say you spent an average of 4 hours, 57 minutes on your phone. And it's like, well, yeah, but some of it was on the calculator. Some of it was. So, you know, just, sorry, that really made me laugh. You know, just kind of be mindful of this stuff, right? And also think about when it's time to take a break. One thing that I would say on that for sure is don't have your notifications with a noise. You don't need a ding every time someone comments on a LinkedIn or Instagram post. You don't need a ding, right? You don't need any noise with it. So turn off the noise of all the notifications. You can still have them as pop-ups, right? Because you can turn your phone over so you don't see them. But the noise is so distracting and disruptive and, you know, kind of, what does it do? Like kind of switches your brain, yeah, to something else. So I would absolutely recommend that you go into your settings and you turn off the noise on every single notification, maybe other than the phone ringing, or just put your phone on silent, whatever, you know. That's really, really important that you manage that yourself. And the kind of social media fatigue that can come with always having these notifications, because I get loads, right? I have loads of engagement and interaction, particularly in messages, in the DMs, as we call it, but particularly messages. And it's like I almost set aside time for when to read those and respond to those, because I need to either be in work mode or not doing something else, you know? I kind of look at it like email for me, but having this break and recognizing when social media fatigue is happening, is coming, if your eyes are tired and all of this, if you're supposed to be reading your book instead because you're about to go to sleep, just give yourself a break, right? Just put your blooming phone down. And also it will help you stop building up any kind of resentment towards a tool that could really support your business. Yeah. It's about enhancement, not draining you. That's the important difference there. And you're the one who's in control of that. I mean, you can get like these things that limits the amount of time that you use on it. But and if you have a real problem, then that's probably a good idea. But for those of us that it's just, you know, just being conscious of the fact that we really don't need to be scrolling whichever platform it is for a second hour, you know, yeah, come on now. We didn't. Do you know what did we used to do? I don't know how I used to spend my time before when I was a kid. I mean, I used to make things. I used to listen to a lot of music. It's funny how our creativity has perhaps been slightly dulled by the advent of social media, because we have less time, I think, because we spend more time on our phones, and that time was probably when we were doing something else. So I don't know. That's a social comment that I don't know the answer to, right? And I'm in it as much as as much as the next person. So yeah, but it's kind of interesting, isn't it? How much we rely on this stuff and how much we lose the balance with social media. You know, this is the focus of today's episode, is about finding the right balance with social media and the right balance for you. Yeah. For you, because your balance will be different to my balance, will be different to somebody else's balance. But yeah, what are you not doing because you're spending time on social media? And there may be nothing, and in which case you crack on. And if you're getting the results that you want from it and having the conversations that you want balanced with a bit of mindless scrolling, then that's fine. But there's probably an adjustment that needs to be made, and there's probably certainly some awareness that you need to bring to the party. Yeah, just going, well, shit, this has been a long time. I've just been looking at scrolling. It's nothing, you know. But those patio cleaning videos, they're really something. And they're all quite long, but you watch the entire thing. Or I do anyway. Just to say as well, it's worth me just talking about kind of the comparisonitis and all of that, the numbers to do with social media. I don't think this is as much of an issue as it used to be. And I might be absolutely wrong on that. And that might be a skewed perspective I have. But I don't think it's as much as an issue. Simply because the 10,000 followers to be able to share a link on your stories on Instagram went a long time ago. So there isn't the drive and the push to get to 10K followers or you're a failure. A lot of the number of comments and number of likes is hidden on posts. Some people have that hidden, that switched on. So, you know, I don't think that that is as prevalent as it used to be. And also everybody knows that the reach is pants these days. You know, if you reach 1% of your audience, you're doing pretty well. It's never been great. You know, it's never been kind of more than 10%, but it is harder and it is worse. And I think there's a universal acceptance that that doesn't matter. Plus, the world I'm in and the world you're in with me is that one person makes a difference, right? And that's what you have to remember. If one person likes and comments on your post, that's one person you can start a conversation with who might end up being a client. You only need one client at a time to really make a difference, right? So you don't need 10,000 bloody people liking stuff, because imagine if they were all lined up outside your house. It's just ridiculous. You know, it's too many. So those, those vanity metrics just don't matter at all. For complicated reasons that Meta couldn't really explain to me, I had to set up a new business page, a new Facebook business page. And I'd had my other page for, 13 years, long time. So had lots of followers on there. Facebook's quite a hard place to get engagement on the pages. But I'd had it for a long time, right? So there was a certain amount of, I was a bit sad to set up a new page. But after 3 or 4 months, I have just today at the time of recording closed down that old page that I spent 13 years building, because I can't use it for very complicated behind the scenes reasons. So I've just got rid of it. And it's like, and then I thought, I couldn't do anything with it anyway. I've got a new one. So, which is where all the stuff gets shared. So it doesn't matter. So it's just gone. Yeah. And I just kind of knowing that these things aren't forever and these things go wrong and they get shut down. And in the grand scheme of life, they don't matter. Right. Hopefully that will help to kind of keep this stuff in some kind of perspective for you, right? It's not the be all and end all. And you will have posts that nobody likes, because everybody has that. Yeah. Your stuff that you think is brilliant won't land, but you can reshare it next time, next month, 2 months' time, and it will land. So this is about knowing that each post or each thing that you do on social media is just one piece of the puzzle, right? It's one piece. And it's a really complicated puzzle, right? There's like a million, there's like a million pieces to this puzzle. So one piece doesn't matter, right? It's about building up the bigger picture. And that's what's so important. And that's what I want you to hold on to here, that you need to leverage social media as a tool, not as your master. Yeah, that's worth writing down. Yeah. So you leverage social media as your tool, not as your master, because it is not, right? And you might, it might get taken away from you tomorrow, right? We don't know where any of these platforms are going to get closed down. We don't know if any of our accounts are going to be compromised, all this stuff, right? Like I lost my business page, so I started a new one. You know, it just, you have to just kind of know that that is unfortunately a fact of life. Therefore, use them while you've got them, but use them consciously, use them purposefully, use them qualitatively, with quality and consciously and in the way that works, not that's what's just trendy. And honestly, that is going to help you to really find this balance with social media. And finally, just to say, it's there to serve your goals, not to dictate them, right? If it's taking over your time or your headspace, you need to kind of pull back and reevaluate on this, you know? Use it to amplify, expand, grow what you're already doing in your business, right? To spread the word of that, whether that's educating people, whether that's sharing stories, that's behind the scenes stuff, connecting with clients or potential clients, whatever it is, right? The goal, though, is to use it as one part of your marketing strategy, not the be all and end all of everything. Okay? Ooh, good stuff, eh? Right? So what I wish for you is a happy and balanced time in life where you're in control. You are using social media as a tool. You are not allowing it to dictate to you. Okay, good. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening as ever. Talk to me on Instagram in the DMs or LinkedIn in the DMs. I'm Libby Langley all over the place. And yeah, let me know what reframing you're going to do or what changes you're going to make. So lots of love. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.